What's happening locally? The news.
And it is time for this morning's look, our midweek look, some of the local news stories for you here in the Republic of Panama. Remember when we were complaining about the bad condition of the roads? Well, at least $28.9 million, which should have been used by the Ministry of Public Works for the rehabilitation and maintenance of roads, were transferred to the National Assembly to finance the payroll of temporary personnel and professional services. The transfer in favour of the National Assembly was carried out alleged poor budget execution by the Ministry of Public Works, as stated in the resolutions of the National Budget Directorate of the Ministry of Economy and Finance, the MEF. There is no information about these transfers in the minutes of the sessions of the Budget Commission of the National Assembly. The Prince are trying to obtain the version of the Deputy President of the National Assembly Budget Commission, Benicio Robinson, but he preferred to remain silent. He decided not to answer five questions since the 25th of March. To deliver these million-dollar funds to the Assembly, the MEF relied on Article 325 of the Budget Law, which details with modifications. The article details that the MEF may process transfers by reducing the amount of one or more institutions with the purpose of increasing the allocation of one or other entities through transfer of items. The money used comes from budget availability or from the low execution of the entities, as the transfer resolutions highlight. The Ministry of Public Works, headed by Rafael Sabonge, is one of the most questioned entities, precisely due to the lack of maintenance of the roads and a large number of holes in them. The first transfer dates back to September of 2020 and is for $13.5 million, divided as follows: $6.5 million, which was originally for the rehabilitation of the Gualaca-Chiriqui Grand Highway, and $7 million for the construction of the grade interchange. Now, this is not specified where. Then in November of 2021, another transfer to the Ministry of Public Works budget in favour of the legislative forms was finalised for $1.3 million. The money was for work on the Madden-Colon Highway. In 2022, two more diversions were completed, one in June for $11.8 million and another for $2.3 million. The first was for the rehabilitation of production roads and the second for flood protection, urban works, maintenance and communication routes, specifically on the Gatun Miguel de la Borda Highway. The legislative payroll has increased despite the fact that the Board of Directors of the National Assembly in July of 2022 announced a spending adjustment plan, which implied the suspension of salary increases and permanent appointments. In practice, the opposite happened in July of 2019, when Laurentino Cortizo's government took office. There were 2,339 officials, and now there are 6,071 on the legislative payroll between temporary and permanent. Also, La Prensa presents the first interactive database of the juicy economic aid that the Institute for the Training and Use of Human Resources, IFARU, distributed in just under 4 years, between July the 7th of 2019 and May the 24th of 2023. The IFARU has done everything possible to hide the information. Bernardo Nando Meneses, who was director of the entity until last January, told the National Authority for Transparency and Access to Information, ATAI, that he would not deliver the files, those who benefit from these public funds, because they involve personal data. Well, according to him, it is information that cannot be shared to protect the information. He invoked Law 81 of 2019 on the protection of personal data. To make the matters worse, the Comptroller General of the Republic took another step towards opacity and decided to classify the information on economic aid as, quote, reserved. However, La Prensa managed to put together a database with the names of 2,144 beneficiaries of the Economic Aid Program, which represents the expense of $141.6 million. They are not all there. There are another 2,759 disbursements whose beneficiary remains secret. These are public funds that Ifaro delivers at its discretion, non-refundable, and without requiring requirements such as high academic average. The base includes only the beneficiaries of financial aid and not of other Ifaro programs and scholarships. To make matters worse, the Comptroller General of the Republic took this step towards opacity and decided to classify the aid as we mentioned, reserved. In mid-March of this year, the Panama Canal announced an increase in daily transit, going from 24 to 27, in response to the current and projected level of Gatun Lake. This measure seeks to accommodate the growing demand for transits and is already having effects on the programming of certain services. To achieve this adjustment, the Panama Canal Authority has announced an increase now in the number of daily slots available at the Panamax locks. Starting on March the 18th, two initial slots were offered per auction, and for scheduled transit dates, starting on March 25th, one additional slot available for scheduled transits. However, the Panama Maritime Chamber has published a statement on its X account where they point out the urgent need to define a clear route and an action plan in the coming months. This seeks to dispel the uncertainty that currently affects users of the Panama Canal route regarding the drought that has been hitting the country and that has kept lake levels far from their optimal position. The water level of Gatun Lake, vital for the operations of the Panama Canal, was at 80.3 feet until yesterday afternoon, when the maximum operational ideal is 87.5 feet. While the level of the Alajuela reached a level of 221.21 feet when its peak is 252 feet. The union remembers that Panama's maritime and logistics sector, centred on the Panama Canal and its water resource, plays a crucial role in the country's economy. It contributes significantly to the national GDP with 31% and represents an important part of salaried employment and contributions to social security and educational insurance with 30% and 26% respectively. It is essential to protect the water resource to guarantee the well-being of all Panamanians. In the midst of the current crisis, it is urgent that the national government and the Maritime Chamber of Panama collaborate in the development of efficient alternatives to maintain the connectivity that the country offers. The relevance of this route is vital for the future of Panama and its economy, the organization indicated. The Panama Convention Center. It generated more than 2,000 temporary jobs positions during the first 3 months of the year. This was reported by the campus administration on Tuesday afternoon. Our commitment remains firm in positioning Panama as an emerging destination and promoting meeting tourism as an engine of change, activating jobs for all Panamanians and generating a circle of progress for Panama, said the general director of the PCC, Rodolfo Valle. According to the data from the Tourism Promotion Fund's PromTour, various events are confirmed for 2024 with an estimated economic impact for more than $50 million. These include FIEXPO Latin America and the FIATA World Congress, which will take place at the PCC, the Congress Center. Among the upcoming meetings is the Latin Tire and Auto Parts Expo, which will require special logistics to host an exhibition of approximately 30,000 square meters. It fills us with excitement to be able to say that we have the capacity and the value chain necessary to host large-scale events, added Del Valle. By 2023, a total of 6,643 temporary jobs are generated, 79% more than in 2022, which was 3,702 temporary jobs. The economic impact of these jobs last year is estimated at $1.19 million. Panama has a total of 826,254 square feet of facilities to host events in convention centres, in hotels, and also 650,482 square feet at the Panama Convention Centre. Since March the 20th, the telephone company Digicel announced its closure of its operations in Panama. Now, with this, it warned its clients that they had until Saturday the 20th of April to change operators without losing their cell phone number. The telecommunications company began operations on the 3rd of December back in 2008, providing its service to thousands of customers in the country. Due to this announcement, customers who were part of this telephone network have responded to the call of other companies to make their number portability. Apart from their branches, the Tigo and Plus Mobile, the telephone companies, maintain stands with identified personnel at different points nationwide where you can go to carry out your portability. These are located in places such as the Orbuk Transport Terminal, the kiosks in or mini supermarkets in the neighbourhoods. They're also doing the process. The telephone change lasts for 24 hours from the moment you activate your new chip. This change process has no cost. Remember that you can keep your number if you activate it with your new operator up until Saturday, the 20th of April. And that's it. With that little bit of advice, that brings us to the end of some of the local news stories compiled for you on this morning's programme.